This is Q105's Mason on Demand. On the podcast. Your daily podcast featuring stuff you may have missed on the most recent Mason Dixon Show. Plus, content you can't hear on the radio. On the
podcast. 533, Tampa Bay's Q105 with Mason Dixon. Roxanne, Kathy in for Bobby and Andrew. And speaking of Bobby, wonder if he was shaking and quaking last night.
Ooh, I hope not.
Ooh, they had a good big old earthquake down in the Caribbean, down just to the south of Cuba, but in that area between Cuba and Cozumel, mm-hmm. a little south of Cozumel. It was almost an 8. What was it, 7.6?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that could have caused some shaking and quaking. They had a tsunami warning out, but nothing ever developed from that, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But Bobby was...
The boats are rocking for him.
Bobby was there on Cozumel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I don't think they leave until tomorrow to start the trek back.
Right. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But
he'll be back Friday.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But okay. The boat actually gets back into town tomorrow.
Okay.
I think about middle of the day is the mm-hmm. way that normally works, because that was the cruise that we were on one time. We did some broadcasts from that boat.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens on that. We got some traffic problems to take a look at first.
We do, yes. In Pasco County this morning, eastbound State Road 54 at Cypress Creek Boulevard, a pretty bad accident there is causing delays already this morning heading towards I-75.
Yeah, so. We had some phone calls about that one right away. And I guess last night, Elon Musk is shaking and quaking.
Have you been following this story with SpaceX? So the SpaceX rocket worked fine in its weekend launch, and it had this secret government satellite attached to it named Zuma, but Zuma is nowhere to be found, I guess, or she's gone, she didn't make it. She's just out there floating in space.
And they're not giving you much information on this because it was a top secret mission and it was billions of dollars invested in this thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever this satellite was, probably a spy satellite of some sort. And it just never, it was supposed to be in low orbit. So it was definitely going to be spying on something. I'm sure at this point they know about where it is and where it went down, but they're not talking.
We don't know. Right.
And they don't want us to know.
And it's presumed to be a total loss, and they think it's plummeted back into the atmosphere, but again, not knowing the location of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see how that plays itself out. And speaking of playing, they were playing last night.
Lightning held on to a 5-4 win over the Carolina Hurricanes last night. They probably should have won by a few more goals, but for some reason, the officiating crew decided that sometimes when the Lightning put the puck in the net, it doesn't count as a goal.
Uh-oh. So you're saying there were some shenanigans going on last night.
I'm saying maybe the crowd was right. I'm not sure.
Oh,
the crowd voiced their opinion during the game.
And there were some people, for some reason or another, throwing stuff on the ice. What was that all about?
Yes, Tyler Johnson scored a hat trick.
That's right.
Very exciting.
Congratulations. A big win for the Lightning last night. We love it.
From ABC Action News, we'll see highs reach 78 today. 10 to 20% chance of rain. Overnight lows drop to 64. So warmer conditions, cloudy today. And tomorrow we're going to see much of the same. Right now in Tampa, it's 66. St. Pete is 64.
536. Watch out for a little of that fog out there in those inland areas. That's what you're going to deal with around the immediate Tampa Bay area. Not so bad. Tampa Bay's Q105. It is 550 with Mason and the gang getting your hump day up and rolling this morning with everything you need to know to get it started. And some people have all the luck, as we just went through. And, of course, some people right here, at least one in Port Richey, had all the luck when it came to the Mega Millions last Friday night.
How about that?
And grabbed up that one. Well, check out this couple in Massachusetts. The guy just hit the lottery for $1 million.
Wow. Nice.
That's less than 5 months after his wife won $1 million in the Publisher's Clearing House.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Or they send you the giant check.
Somebody actually.
Yes, they bring you a giant check.
Somebody actually does win that thing.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. That's a good question.
By the way, their last name?
Mm-hmm.
Goodwin.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
Now let's find out three other things you need to know to get through your morning.
That makes you feel like you're living in the Matrix. That's just too easy, right?
Yeah.
We've got the snowbirds in town now, and before we know it, spring breakers will join the fun. Traffic gets crazy as you try to head down to Clearwater Beach. And so folks are hoping a $9 million project will ease some of that congestion. You know, the roundabout is confusing, too, for tourists who aren't familiar with it. You can get in accidents there. So here's the plan. Construction for a bus pull-off from the roundabout, hopefully done by mid-February. And the next part is lights on Causeway Boulevard and an extra lane for buses and emergency vehicles. So the plan hopes that tourists park or whomever parks in downtown Clearwater and then takes the bus down there. And residents are worried that this plan will make things even crazier.
Of course.
There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. If everyone would just read the rules, we'll go to our traffic prognosticator on roundabouts.
Right.
You always yield to the person on the right.
Correct.
The one on the right has the right-of-way.
Right.
So if you're coming into the roundabout and there's another car that is merging in from the right, they have the right-of-way. Mm-hmm. So let them go, and then you continue on. Mm-hmm. And if everybody does that, it works.
It works. Right.
But nobody knows that.
Of course. And a lot of tourists, they want to look around and they want to see the beach and the people and stuff. So they're not paying attention to the roads.
And they panic and just stop in the middle of it.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
According to a new report, America's credit card debt hit an all-time high of more than $1 trillion in November. And after the holidays, it might be even higher. The previous record was set during the financial crisis in 2008. But as I'm thinking about this, this may have to do with some of the optimism from small business and corporations and tax cuts. So that could be why it is, but got to get busy. It's that time of year to pay down your credit card.
Hey, let's keep it moving.
Lightning kicked off their homestand with a win, beating the Hurricanes 5-4. And how about Tyler Johnson with the hat trick? Bolts host the Calgary Flames tomorrow night at 7:30. From ABC Action News, we'll see highs reach 78. Overnight lows drop to 64. 10 to 20% chance of rain today. And cloudy today and tomorrow. We'll see highs reach 78 as well. Right now in Tampa, it's 66 and St. Pete at 64.
I know, but you know, you got to congratulate them when they do the hat trick, but I still got a problem about taking a good lightning hat and throwing it on the ice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is Q105-608 with Mason and the gang getting everybody ready for your hump day.
Mm-hmm.
Big lightning win last night. 5-4 was the final. They got a day off today, and then they're back in action again here in Tampa Bay tomorrow night.
Sure.
Against the Flamers. And we do remember them well from our old Stanley Cup battle, don't we?
We've got a history with them.
Yes, we do. So get ready for the fun there, but congratulations on a big win last night. A little fog around this morning, a little drizzly out there, and misty in some places.
That's a good way to describe it. And then walking in this morning, the sky, even though it was so dark, had like a pink hue to it. It was really pretty, actually. Mm-hmm. So
You were seeing a pink hue this morning? You're looking through them pink sunglasses again, aren't you? She got her rose-colored glasses on this morning. There you go.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Listen, let's go to the crime blotter. And the reason we're going first off this morning is because none of these knuckleheads were in Florida.
Oh, that's shocking.
Totally shocking.
That's a change. Okay.
Normally, you know, our whole deal is we go to the crime blotter because we got more folks that end up on Jerry Springer and Maury Povich from Florida.
Florida driver's license, exactly.
Right. This time it's a snowplow driver. Anybody ever see that movie Snow Day?
Yeah. I did not see it.
With the wacky maniac snowplow driver?
Right, yeah.
Well, here's one in real life. Snowplow driver in New Jersey busted for drunk snowplow driving on Monday after he crashed into two different cars with a blood alcohol level four times the legal limit.
Oof. Man.
And nine
times.
Trying
to stay warm.
Yeah, but nine times the legal limit for a commercial driver.
Whoa.
That was in a heap of trouble. And then there's the knucklehead up in New York who was out on parole and decided to rob a Subway. Needed a little money, so he robbed a Subway store on Saturday night. Cops were pretty quick to link him to the crime because he was still wearing his ankle monitor when he did it.
So it's got some GPS in there.
So stupid is not relegated right here to Florida.
No.
And last but not least, cops in Washington, D.C. are probably don't even want to find the person who broke into a Chipotle last week and ate a tray of E. coli.
Yeah.
It's What Would You Do Wednesday on Q105.
6:25, and we always go for dilemmas and see if we can get our listeners to weigh in on it. And you guys are going to have to put on your thinking caps to figure out the answer to this one. Listen to this story.
Over the holidays, I was hanging out with a couple of my neighbors. And one of my neighbors, he comes up to me and hands me a bag of marijuana. And I was very taken back by it because him and I, we drank a couple beers together before, but this was something crazy to me. So I'm like, where did you get this? He told me that he's actually growing marijuana because it's medical, and now that it's legal, he's actually growing medical marijuana in his own backyard in our neighborhood.
That's not good.
I mean, God, what do I do? Do I tell anybody? How do I handle this?
That's a pretty darn good question.
I love how the neighbor just kind of, he's heard some headlines that marijuana is legal now and has taken it upon himself.
He's like, I got a spare bedroom.
It's medical, so it's got to be legal, so I'm just going to start growing it right here.
See what happens when you just read the headlines. Right. You got to read the whole story.
So what would you do if that happened to you, and what do we tell our friend here? Do you turn him in? Do you just try to explain it? Have you guys got an answer? We want to hear from you in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 1-800-990-1047. 1-800-990-1047. What would you do if your neighbor approached you like that?
It's What Would You Do Wednesday on Q105.
633, crazy story this morning. Your neighbor is growing their own medical marijuana, thinking they can get away with it. Just because, well, they need it. What would you do if they just told you and actually offered you some of it?
I would go to him as a friend and just tell him the legalities of it and that you don't want to see the neighborhood go down or anybody get in trouble or get sick, especially if there's kids in the neighborhood, give them the wrong idea. And if he doesn't do anything from that, I probably would have to turn him in because it would be my neighborhood too.
Yeah, that's something to think about, especially with kids in the neighborhood. And maybe it's just a misunderstanding.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. You have a wonderful day.
Great answer.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Q105. What would you do? Give us a call, 1-800-990-1047. Help us answer that dilemma.
It's What Would You Do Wednesday on Q105.
Oh, boy, we got a heck of a predicament going here this morning at 6:42. Neighbor's growing a little of his own medical marijuana, thinking that, well, hey, if it's legal, I just grow my own right here. And then they tell you about it and offer you some of it. So what would you do?
Well, if he was a good friend of mine, I'd try to be polite. I'd say, thanks for thinking of me, but are you sure this is legal, man? We can't afford to get in trouble. We got kids around here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to be nice about it. If he was a good neighbor, I'd try to be nice about it. But, you know, what else can you really do?
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. You have a wonderful day.
Love you, Mason. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Hi, Q105. What would you do?
I would ask my neighbor to help me grow some.
You mean cultivating ideas, huh?
Little gardening symposium.
No, I'm a nurse, so it really helps a lot of children with seizures and convulsions and things like that.
I know, it really does, but I don't think you're supposed to take it on your own to start growing it in the backyard.
No, I'd be in the house, in the garage.
You might say, and then again, you might not, that, boy, this topic is really lighting up the phones.
It's What Would You Do Wednesday on Q105.
Hey, it's 6:52, and you know what? This has at least been somewhat educational this morning, because what an interesting dilemma that we have been dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
When a neighbor decides that, well, since it's legal now, I can grow my own medical marijuana.
That neighbor's listening, by the way.
Right here in the yard. Yeah. Right here. Yeah. So we've been wanting to know what you think about that, so let's check it out.
Well, that definitely wouldn't be nice. People know right from wrong, and a lot of people, when you do nice things, it still comes back and bites you and makes you look like a bad guy, too.
So would you just ignore it, or would you tell them, hey, wait a minute, you can't be doing this?
I'd be saying, look, you know, you get rid of it, or I'm going to call the authorities right away. I'm not going to be nice about it. It's wrong. It's wrong.
You know what? Mm-hmm. That's a good, good point. Mm-hmm. Very good point. Appreciate you sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.
Hi, Q105. What would you do?
I'd help him smoking.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, at least you're not going to help him grow it, right?
No, I kill everything if I try to grow it.
So you have a brown thumb. No, wait. You got to have a brown thumb for that, don't you? Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hey, bye. Hi, Q105. What would you do?
Well, somebody's got to say it. Order more cookies.
Somehow I had a feeling it would go right down into that. And no, it's not 420, it's 654.
Oh, boy. Last night, this is a serious story. A Palm Harbor woman evacuated her home after she heard a loud cracking sound.
Uh-oh.
Her home developed cracks in the walls, a crack in the pool. Firefighters are on scene monitoring the situation. It's located at 3305 East Dorchester in Highland Estates Subdivision. Now, the home has sunk about 5 inches since firefighters were on scene Tuesday night. The house is blocked off. If cracks start to go into the yard and the sides of the house, crews will evacuate neighbors and more crews will arrive this morning.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. Gosh. Boy, that's a sad thing.
I know. Yeah. It's very scary. And there's a video we're sharing with you on myq105.com. A whale biologist, Nan Hauser, was snorkeling next to a 50,000-pound whale. For the first time, by the way. This is the first time she was in with whales in the water.
Right.
Another creature was nearby in the water, a large tiger shark. Well, the whale actually moved the biologist out of harm's way, nudging her with its head, tucking her under its fin, even lifting her out of the water at one point. So the biologist says she believes the moment reveals that whales' intuitive instinct to protect another species of animal exists. Wow. Pretty remarkable.
That is very remarkable, yes.
Very scary, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. According to new research, singing, especially in groups, can help women who are suffering from postpartum depression. And I didn't have postpartum after the baby. I do think I got a little depressed when I stopped breastfeeding, you know, because your hormones are all messed up.
Right.
But singing in groups wouldn't be suitable for me. My singing voice is terrible. But Mason, for Alicia, this study is good news.
Oh, let me tell you, because she is the singer at First Press Church, so that would be the best thing she can do if she has any of that, is just to get back to church and start singing.
Yeah. From ABC Action News, we'll see highs reach 79, cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. Overnight lows drop to 64, and tomorrow we'll see highs reach 78. We'll see a cold front come through late Friday night. Right now in Tampa, it's 66, and in St. Pete, it's 64.
Tampa Bay's Q105. It is 7-11 with Mason and the gang rocking it out this morning, having some fun, getting ready for your wacky news of the morning, and name that number one. If you'd like to see Billy Joel in concert next month at Amalie Arena, keep listening. We got some fun on the way. And speaking of fun, let's check on some stories not fit to print this morning. It's our wacky news of the day. What you got, Roxanne?
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck in the Caribbean last night. And they say the quake was so powerful.
How powerful was it?
It would have knocked out power to Puerto Rico if they had electricity yet.
Oh, those poor folks are still suffering there. But you know what? This is, wait a minute. Isn't Bobby down there on a cruise?
He is.
Yeah. I mean, this looked like, to me on the map, it was somewhere in between Cuba and Cozumel. Mm-hmm. And he's in Cozumel on a boat.
That's where he is.
Hmm. The boat's rocking. Well, the weather has been the news over the last few weeks, mm-hmm. to say the least. And up in Ohio, where they were having horrible weather.
Yes.
A truck driver was hauling a load of pigs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, the roads were bad. It was icy in places. He could only go about 30 miles an hour anyway. But hit a slick patch on a curve. Couldn't handle it. Truck overturned.
Oh, no.
And piggies went everywhere.
Frozen pigs.
Well, keep this in mind now. There was about 500 pigs on that truck.
Wow.
And fortunately, only about 3 of them did not make it. The rest of them did.
Uh-huh.
They had to all be rounded up. And it took a little while to get it done, and the truck driver had to, you know, call the authorities, and then he had to call his wife and explain why he was late, saying, well, you know what? I was trying to bring home the bacon.
The piggies cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. You can tell I'm reading a lot of nursery rhymes right now. Yes.
And one more weather-related. You know, we've warmed up here and it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But even after all that cold, it snowed in the Sahara Desert over the weekend.
Wow.
Can you believe that? I saw some photos of it. It didn't last long, but it was about 3 inches of snow in the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
It was enough, though, that a couple of sheiks there had to order some new camels with heated humps. It is Wednesday, 10th day of January. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Some folks who share your birthday. And boy, we got some pretty good celebrities on here, I think you'll know. Pat Benatar.
Okay, yeah.
65 today.
Wow.
She can officially get her Medicare, Social Security, get all that squared away today. Donald Fagen of Steely Dan, the only one left, and coming in concert with the Doobie Brothers.
Ooh, that's right.
In fact, Paula's got some free tickets for that today, right. And Rich Fields has some as well in the 4 o'clock hour. Donald Fagen is 70 years old today.
Aww. How about that?
Rod Stewart. Do you think he's sexy? Still? He is 73. It's 5 days till we get the holiday, Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. And again, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. All right, let's get edumacated here. Roxanne?
Here.
Kathy?
Here.
Andrew?
Here.
10th of January, 1840. It was the penny post mail system that got started in this country. Today, it'll cost you a lot of pennies.
Yeah.
And on January 10th, 1863, London's Metropolitan, the very first underground passenger railway, opened up to the public.
Oh, wow.
It was an underground public, but it opened for him nevertheless. January 10th in 1870, John D. Rockefeller incorporated Standard Oil. Wonder how that worked out for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you wish you'd had some early stock in that?
And then he worked got oysters.
Well. Yeah. January 10th, 1920, the League of Nations was founded. The main object was to prevent war. At one time, there were 60 member nations, but since the USA and USSR were not among them, the League eventually disbanded in 1946 and was replaced by the United Nations.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Today, which is pretty much a political joke. January 10th, 1949, the vinyl record was introduced for the very first time today by both Columbia and RCA Records. Mm. It was basically a download onto a flat piece of plastic. And on January 10th, 1956, Elvis Presley, newly signed to RCA Records, went in the studio and recorded his first tracks for his brand new label.
Mm-hmm.
He covered Ray Charles' I Got a Woman and some song about a heartbreak hotel.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work out for him?
Pretty good.
First million-selling gold disc, he would sell 50 more million over the next 20 years.
Wow.
There will never be another.
No.
Mm-mm. January 10th, 1969, Saturday Evening Post ceased publication after 147 years.
Mm.
That was back in 69, way before the internet.
Uh-huh.
It's basically shutting down every other magazine today.
For sure.
And on January 10th, 1984, the United States and the Vatican established full diplomatic relations after 117 years. I mean, it was a big deal. They even changed their relationship status on Facebook and everything.
That's official.
And on January 10th, 1990, Time Warner was formed from the merger of Time and Warner Communications.
Mm-hmm.
It was a failure then and a complete failure now. And that, folks, is the way we remember it. History class dismissed.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 10th. The moon's in Scorpio. Here's one thing you need to know to have a fabulous day, brought to you by JanetSkielis.com, where you will see your future clearly.
Capricorn.
Powerful female friends lend a hand.
Aquarius.
Do not fight the powers that be.
Pisces.
Do the research yourself just to be sure.
Aries.
Jointly held resources come into play.
Taurus.
Partners give you the stink eye.
Gemini.
Do not chase a rumor at work.
Cancer.
Deepening feelings astound you.
Leo.
Oh, don't pout and sulk forever.
Virgo.
Dig deep to find the answer.
Libra.
It's always about the money.
Scorpio.
The moon in your sign brings what you desire.
Sagittarius.
You know, maybe you should be a bit afraid. So get up, get busy, make it a fabulous day. I am Janet Skielis, the star goddess for Mason Dixon.
The Mason on Demand podcast from Tampa Bay's Q105.